Yes, is this Catherine Emerson?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, good afternoon. My name is Ann. I used to be an employee of the Memorial Art Gallery in Rochester for over a decade, and I work in curatorial and visitor services, and some of our important patrons have stayed in touch with me since I retired, and one has asked me for some help with his research. He's from a wealthy Western New York family, and he's interested in providing funds so necessary inventories can be done. And he firmly believes that if an archive or historical society or town or county historian doesn't have decent records, you know, what's the point of having not having an inventory if it has it at all? So he's interested in making a large contribution to the Buffalo History Museum and other historical societies and offices. He wishes to remain anonymous, and he's asked me to obtain feedback because he doesn't yet wish his attorney to contact the BHM because of a 20-member board and 16 staff. He knows he won't be... Yeah, oh, you got it. Okay. So he wants to provide funds for an archivist to catalog the archive collection in order to get a sense of not only how big a job is, but the problems that could be faced because of lack of inventory, poor record keeping for the past 150 years. So do you do any research there personally?
We have. I've done a little bit. Yeah, I found some of the stuff I wanted and other stuff they said they had and they didn't.
Oh.
Or they couldn't find it, or, I suggest like the shelf one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, apparently they have like 2.25 million items, and, there's a lady there by the name of Cynthia something, who said that about 20 to 25% of their collection over the 150 years is lost, missing, stolen, or not even delivered in some cases. So it sounds like you sort of had that experience.
Yeah.
Van Ness, that was her last name, Cynthia Van Ness. Okay, I'll tell him what you said, and I can't thank you enough for being honest about this.